सर्वं साद्वैतं सावभूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादं सहगणा ललिता श्री विशाखामृतं च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेक्षा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कंचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानु सुते देवी प्रणामी हरिप्रिये वंचकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधु भवेच पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। So thank you for coming for the morning Bhagavatam class. It is said, the beauty of a Brahmana is forgiveness. Beauty of a Kshatriya is his heroic fearless. Beauty of a Vaishya is cow protection agriculture. Beauty of a Sudra is he is very loyal, obedient, submissive. And the beauty of a woman is her chastity. So, in this verse which we are talking, there's mention about chaste woman, Gandhari, about chastity of woman. Actually, the real beauty of a woman is not in her physical beauty. Physical beauty is there today, tomorrow it will be gone. Say for example, if you take whoever is the latest Miss World, she may be in her 20s, people will want to take her photographs, take her autograph. The advertisement industry would want to sign her for the advertisements for the company. So now the same Miss World, after 60 years from now, she would be probably in her 80s. How many advertisement companies would want to sign her for, you know, doing commercials for the company? How many people may want to take her autograph? How many people may want to take photos with her? Practically very few. So this physical beauty of a woman, that's very, very temporary. The real beauty of a woman is in her chastity. So here, in this verse, we are speaking of Gandhari. She was a very, very chaste lady. And, about Gandhari, when we're speaking about her, when her marriage was fixed, and when Gandhari came to know that her husband is blind, so on the spot, she took a cloth and tied it over her eyes. And she took a vow that for the rest of my life, I will not see. What chastity. In today's time, I doubt how many women will be ready to do that. And obviously, it's not fault of the women of today. It's a Kali Yuga situation. But imagine Gandhari. That was the level of her chastity. And today's times, when you're talking of chastity, about women, and today, the divorces, it's happening, just for small, silly reasons. One day I came across an article where it was mentioned there was a couple, a husband and wife. They were married for 18 months and the wife filed for divorce. And what was her reason? The wife's reason for divorce was that my husband does not fight with me. My husband is very cooperative. Till I had not read this article, I never imagined that this could be a reason for a divorce. I do marriage counseling, I give marriage seminars, but I had never encountered a problem like this, that Mataji had come to me and told Prabhuji, I want divorce from my husband because he's not fighting, he's not cooperative. The opposite happens, husband and wife come and tell Prabhuji, my husband and wife is not cooperative, is always fighting, please do something, tell us something where we'll stop all this. So imagine this is the level of Kali Yuga. This lady who fought for this divorce, probably she took birth in Kali Yuga in the wrong time. Maybe if she had taken birth 10,000 years from now in Kali Yuga, maybe she would have got her perfect partner. So the point is, the chastity, the chastity of women, the concept of chastity is like a very remote thing in today's world. But we have to learn from our scriptures. We have to learn from such chaste examples, ladies, examples which are given in the scriptures. Now, some qualities of them we have to try to imbibe in our life. And chastity gives power. Power. The beauty, like I mentioned to you, it has power for some time. But after some time, when the beauty dwindles, your power goes away. Regarding chastity having power, when Ravan kidnapped Sita Maya and brought to Lanka, Mandadori, Ravan's wife, she told Ravan that Sita, Mother Sita, is a very, very chaste lady. Please return her back to Lord Ram. Otherwise, your doom is certain. You will be destroyed. And of course, Ravan did not take the advice of his good wife. And in the end, there was destruction of Ravan. Then, when you're talking of ladies being chaste, obviously the men cannot go scot-free. The women have their role to be chaste, and the men also have equal responsibility. What is the responsibility of the men? The men have to take care of their wife's physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual needs. Very, very important. In fact, the scriptures mention that the husband has no right to become a husband if he cannot deliver his wife from the cycle of birth and death. So equally, the husband also has an equal responsible role to play in the marriage, in the society. Then there are many chaste women mentioned in the scriptures, like Draupadi, Queen Kunti, Mother Sita, Devahuti, Gandhari. These great chaste personalities could not think of a life without association and service to their husband master. The Vedic scriptures similarly remind us that how can we think of a life without association and service to our Supreme Master, Sri Krishna. Through these chaste personalities, we can try to learn how to reignite our own chastity towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. So, there are four lessons we can learn from the examples of these chaste personalities, and we could try to imbibe those qualities in our spiritual life. One of the qualities which you'll observe in this chaste, great chaste personalities is that of faithfulness, is that of being loyal. Very, very important. So this quality of faithfulness and being loyal, we have to imbibe it and try to practice in our spiritual life if we want to advance in our spiritual life. We have to show our faithfulness to our Guru Parampara. And showing faith to, being faithful to our Guru Parampara means trying to specially follow the instructions which our Acharyas have given us. Regarding this, when we are talking of faithfulness, we, especially in times of our challenges, in times of our difficulties, we have to be very faithful. It's very easy to be faithful when there are no challenges or difficulties in life to any person. But when there are a lot of challenges and difficulties which come in life, and still be faithful and loyal to the concerned person, that is a very big success if you can do it. Regarding faithfulness, when you're talking, in the scriptures, there's this mention of, in the Mahabharata, the story of Durvas Muni. Durvas Muni, with his thousands of disciples, had come in the forest, and when the five Pandavas were with Draupadi, they were living in the forest in a very small hut, in a very simple way. So it was planned, Durvas Muni with his thousand disciples came at a time when the five Pandavas and Draupadi had finished the meal. And they came to meet Yudhishthira Maharaj. So Yudhishthira Maharaj saw so many thousand disciples have come and Durvas Muni has come. So in those days, they had to honor in a very nice way. They had to feed prasadam. And Draupadi was given an akshapat by the sun god. And she was given a boon that till Draupadi does not eat from that akshapat, any amount of food can come out from the akshapatra. But the problem was, Draupadi had already had a meal. And Durvas Muni with his thousand disciples had come. So Yudhishthira Maharaj didn't know what to do. And Yudhishthira Maharaj knew that Durvas Muni is a very fiery personality. He gets angry very fast. He could curse us. So Yudhishthira Maharaj told Durvas Muni and his disciples that, please you all go and have bath in the river. And when you come back, the prasad will be ready. So Durvas Muni and all his thousand disciples went to take bath. Now the five pandas in Draupadi, then in anxiety, what to do now? So the five pandas, like true Vaishnavas, now true Vaishnavas, when they're in distress, when they're difficulty, they have only one shelter to remember. That is Lord Shri Krishna. So in such difficult times, all of them just remembered Lord Krishna, prayed to them. And dear Lord, please help us. And immediately Krishna came. So as Krishna came, Krishna told Draupadi, I'm very hungry. Please give me something to eat. Draupadi had tears in her eyes. She told, my dear Lord, already we are in anxiety because we can't feed Durvasmini, thousands of disciples. Now you're more dear to us than our lives. You're wanting some food and we can't feed you. It's very painful to our heart. Draupadi had tears. So Krishna smiled. Krishna said, don't worry. Krishna told me, bring me that Akshapatra. So Draupadi bought it. And in some corner there was small grain. So Krishna took that and ate it. As Krishna ate it, all Durvasmani with his thousands of disciples, their stomach became full. Up to the neck. And Krishna can do anything. But this thing the Pandavas and Draupadi did not know. So now, the beauty, see the beauty. Krishna tells the five Pandavas, especially tells Bhim. Bhim, please go and tell Durvasmani and all his disciples, Prasadam is ready. Please come and honor Prasad. Yeah, the five Pandavas and Draupadi and Bhima, they are wondering. God, there's nothing ready and Krishna is telling us, go and tell Durvasmani and his disciples, Prasadam ready and come. They were perplexed. But the five Pandavas, they had full faith in Krishna. They had full faith in Krishna. Bhima took his gada. You know, Bhima always walks with his gada. Bhima took his gada and started to walk towards the river. And as he was approaching the river, Bhima also did not know what is happening. But they had their faithfulness in Krishna. Bhima started shouting from far, Prasadam is ready. Please come to honor Prasad. And when Durvasmani and the disciples saw God, Bhima is coming with his gada. They thought we are already full. They thought if we don't honor Prasadam, Bhima with his gada, you know, he can do many things with his gada. We better run away from here. And Durvasmani, all his disciples ran away. Bhima is wondering. Bhima is not understanding. Oh, what is happening? He's calling for them to have prasad, and they wanted to have prasad, and they're running in the opposite direction. Bhima calls a bouncer guy, you know, he could not understand what is happening. Finally, when Durvasmani, all his disciples ran away, then Bhima was wondering what's happening. Then Bhima, when he came back, he told the five Pandavas and Krishna that, you know, I called them for prasad, they all ran away. Then Krishna told them everything. So again, faithfulness to Lord Krishna. When we show faithful to our Guru Parampara, when we show faithful to Lord Krishna, they reward. The reward which you get is beyond our imagination. Then, when you're talking of faithfulness, in the scriptures, there are many, many examples filled with. Amrish Maharaj. We know the example of Amrish Maharaj. Because of his no fault of his own. Again, Durvasmani. Durvasmani has many stories and especially very fiery and adventurous, you know, exchanges with many Vaishnavas, you know. So Durvasmani again, because of no fault of Amrish Maharaj, you know, Durvasmani, he created a fiery demon to destroy Amrish Maharaj. But Amrish Maharaj, like a true Vaishnav, he just folded his hands and he just remembered Lord Vishnu. He told, my dear Lord, whatever your plan, whatever you have for me, I'm ready for it. You want me to be destroyed by this man? No problem, my Lord. So Amrish Maharaj showed full faith in Lord Vishnu. And what did Lord Vishnu do? Lord Vishnu sent his Sudarshan Chakra. The Sudarshan Chakra killed the fiery demon. And Durvasmani ke piche lag gaya. You know, Durvasmani got, when Sudarshan came behind him, you know the story, he went to Brahmaji, Mahesh, Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu also. No one says, no one could help. Lord Vishnu bhi apna haath upar kar diya. Bole, bhai, abhi mere se upar gaya. This matter is gone above me. No one can help. Only Amrish Maharaj can help you. Then Durvasmani goes and does danva to Amrish Maharaj and prays for forgiveness. Amrish Maharaj was very embarrassed. He said, no, please don't tell me. You have not done anything. He just, you know, he was with all love and all, reverence for Durvasmani. And then the Sudarshan left Durvasmani and unka life chhod diya. So again here, Amrish Maharaj, especially, we have to learn that we as sadhakas, definitely, our life is not going to be cakewalk. In Kali Yuga, there's no cakewalk life. Huh? Only in Golok Vrindavan, aapko cakewalk ho sakta hai. So in Kali Yuga, anyone who has taken birth, he will have difficulties, he will have challenges. But the most important, when these difficulties and these challenges come, we have to show our faithfulness towards the Gurudev. Faithfulness towards the Guru Parampara. Faithfulness to Lord Krishna. They will protect us. Then when you're talking of faithfulness, I'm like, okay, you all will say, okay, Prabhuji, you're giving examples from me. Scriptures, hum to Duras Muni ko dekhi nahi hai, Amrish Maharaj ko bhi dekhi nahi hai. Kisi ko dekhi nahi hai. Kuch practical example hai kya today ka life mein? Hai? Many, many. You take example of Indradumna Maharaj, who is Srila Prabhupada's sannyasi disciple. Indradumna Maharaj, you know, he's so fearless and he has so much faithfulness towards his Gurudev, to the whole parampara. He goes all over the world preaching the glories of Krishna, preaching the glories of bhakti. So all his experiences he writes in his diary. There are more than 12 diaries. Amazing, those diaries. In one of his diaries, Indradumna Maharaj, he writes that he's praying to the Lord. He's praying that, my dear Lord, let me take birth after birth in this material world till the mission of my Gurudev is not complete. What faithfulness to Guru Parampara. Hum log kya bolte hai? Bhagwan, bahut pak gaye duniya se. Bahut papad bel liya. Abhi ye jivan, last jivan. My dear Lord, let this birth be the last birth. After this, please call me back to your Golok Vrindavan. Bahut papad bel liya, you know. Definitely, this type of thought process is also not wrong. That's for the scriptures. But just see, Indradumna Maharaj, what faithfulness towards his Guru, to his Guru Parampara. What he's saying? Let me take birth after birth in this material world. Kali Yuga, you know, the present Kali Yuga is so, you know, horror. Imagine many more years, what the horror scene and what misery will be there. But Indradumna Maharaj is not considering all those misery. He's ready to take that up. He's saying, birth after birth, let me come this material world till the mission of my Gurudev is not complete. See, we cannot imitate Indradumna Maharaj, but we can pray to such great souls that please give us some iota or that faithfulness what you all have. Another quality which these chaste great personalities demonstrated was that of willingness to make sacrifices. Willingness to go out of our comfort zone. If you study the lives of these great personalities, Kunti Maharani, Devahuti, Draupadi, they went out of the comfort zone. They were always willing to go that extra mile, to go out of the comfort zone. So if we again want to advance in our spiritual life, we have to learn this principle from these great chaste personalities. To go out of a comfort zone, to make sacrifices. You know, we are Kali Yuga products. We are Kali Yuga sadhakas. You know, the concept of sacrifice, going off a comfort zone, is not there in a dictionary. Even as sadhakas, you know. But we have to understand, if we want trying to advance in spiritual life and at the same time being in a comfort zone, don't go together. Both are two different things. See, spiritual life is like, when you take up to spiritual life, it is like cycling on a cycle on a hill. Say on a hill you are trying to ride a bicycle. When you are going up, you have to keep on paddling. You have to keep on putting effort. If you stop paddling, what will happen? Will you go up? If you are a mystic yogi, maybe you could go up. But most of our Kali Yuga products are not mystic yogis. If you stop paddling, you will start coming down. So in order to keep on going up in a spiritual journey, spiritual road, on a spiritual bhakti road, we have to keep on paddling the bicycle. And paddling the bicycle takes effort. Our legs on its own will not paddle. So the thing, even as sadhakas, you know, we have the tendency to be lazy. We have tendency for lethargy. Suppose, you know, we have decided in the night, you know, if we met some enthusiastic devotee, kuch enthusiastic lecture suna, then we are determined, tomorrow I will get him in the morning and I will complete my 16 rounds. We put the alarm. Alarm rings. What do we do next moment? Snooze में डाल देते हैं. Alarm snooze. थोड़ा 5 मिनट सोने सोता हूँ ना. वो 5 मिनट 1 घंटा हो जाता है. उठता रे, चला गया 1 घंटा. अरे, you know. So that, you know, that sacrifice tendency, staying in our comfort zone, even as sadhakas, it is drained in us. We have to go out of our comfort zone. We have to make sacrifices if we want to advance in spiritual life. You know, the thing is, see, as students, we are ready to make sacrifices in our studies. Huh? If suppose someone wants to get admission in medical, once a month he'll open his book, he'll get admission in medical college. Maybe in the next life he may get, you know. God, he will study. Raat raat jagge. You know, some young students are smiling here. Raat din raat ek karke they'll be studying to crack the exam to get entrance in the medical. Business people. Wow, they will rok raat ko rakke strategy, Excel sheet. They will do all that to, you know, get success in business. The people who are in service, din raat karke, they will work very hard. The housewives, to be a housewife, no ordinary joke. So much responsibility, so much work. Taking of your child, chota baby hai, raat ko 2 baje bhi uthta hai. God, you have to get up, change the diaper, feed. Phir husband aayega. Husband bola tha phone pe, aaj raat ko dinner mat banana. Aake bolta, mere ko bhook laga hai, kuch bana do. You know, to be a housewife, not an ordinary task. So much struggle there. So we are ready for those struggles, these struggles. But when it comes to our spiritual life, we shun away. We don't put that struggle in our spiritual life. We are not ready to put that struggle in our spiritual life. We are ready to put struggle for temporary things in this world, but not for the permanent spirituality. What are irony in spiritual life? So again, the point is, in our spiritual life, we have to go out of our comfort zone. We have to make sacrifice and struggles if we want to advance in spiritual life. There's a very nice line. One should follow temporary inconvenience for permanent convenience. I repeat again. One should follow temporary inconvenience for permanent convenience. Again. Okay. We are very short-sighted, you know, personalities Kali Yuga. हम लोग थोड़ा ही गेन देखते हैं, थोड़ा इंद्रतृप्ति, थोड़ा इज दैट. But, you know, definitely it takes inconvenience to get up in the morning and chant, finish your rounds. It takes little inconvenience to read Prabhupada books every day. It takes little inconvenience to regularly associate with devotees. But if we take this temporary little inconvenience, it will give us permanent convenience by making us go to Golok Vrindavan. There we'll have permanent convenience. So we should again be ready to take this little inconvenience for our spiritual advancement. When you're talking of, you know, taking inconvenience, doing austerity, once Alexander the Great, you know, the great Greek conqueror, Alexander, he had come to India. When he came to India, with his big army, once he was moving in the afternoon, in midsun, he was going from one place to another. Obviously, Alexander, he had an umbrella over his head. So when he was traveling, it was mid-afternoon, very hot. He saw one yogi sitting under the sun, mid-afternoon. And he was doing tapasya, you know. It was very hot. So Alexander, when he saw this thing, he was very much, you know, taken back. And he was having a lot of respect for this tapasvi. So he got down from his chariot. And he went to this tapasvi. And with a translator, he told this tapasvi, you know, I'm Alexander the Great. I'm very much impressed by this big austerity and tapasya. Ask me for a boon. Ask me for a benediction, you know. So, when this yogi, this tapasvi heard Alexander, he told Alexander, yeah, you want to give me a benediction? You want to give me a boon? Do one thing. You know, you're coming on the way of the sun and me. Your shadow is falling on me. You please move out from the sun path. Let the sun rays come on me. If you want to do a benediction, please move away from the sunlight from me. Let the sun fall on me. So when Alexander heard that, you know, he understood God, you know, there are such tapasvis in India. So again, the point, this tapasya, obviously he wanted nothing to be interfered in his sacrifice, in his tapasya. And one senior sannyasi, disciple of Srila Prabhupada, he made a very nice statement. He said, the strength to undergo austerity comes from sincere chanting and attentive hearing. Now, very, very important. So again, we have to sincerely chant and hear a philosophy, hear such classes. That will give the strength to do the necessary austerity to advance in a spiritual life. In one lecture, one speaker was going to give a lecture in a particular place. So one of the audience people knew the person who was going to give the lecture. So he told that Prabhuji, today in a class, please don't throw stones at us. Hamare upar patthar mat fekna apne lecture mein today, you know. Means sometimes what happens in the class, you know, sometimes we speak heavy things, you know. So that devotee told Prabhuji, aaj aapke class mein patthar mat fekna hamare upar. But we have to understand, Srimad Bhagavatam is a spiritual hammer. Srimad Bhagavatam is a spiritual hammer. It is supposed to hammer all the conditioning out from a conditioned mind. Srimad Bhagavatam is not meant to satisfy a conditioned mind. Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, a conditioned mind is not used to sentences like that. We are servant of the servant of the servant. A conditioned mind is not used to such statements. A conditioned mind is not used to statements like that. We are worse than a worm in the stool. Conditioned mind not ready for such statements. But Srimad Bhagavatam and Acharyas, you know, by the hammer, they want to hammer all our comfort zone from our system. They want to hammer all everything from a conditioned mind. And sometimes when this hammering comes on us, it is not easy. It is not easy to take it. When we go through our purification, when our antas are coming out, it's very ugly. It is not an easy thing. And sometimes it's not easy to tolerate. But when humko wo Srimad Bhagavatam ka hammering milta hai na, we should tolerate. When those anarthas are coming out, we should just tolerate those disturbances, those screaming of the mind. Our minor senses will scream. Kya Srivastavpur kya kar raha tu? Ye spiritual hammer kyun le raha apne aap pe? Chahe, teeni Srimad Bhagavatam suna tha na? Aaj ek din break le le, tera tabiat bhi thik nahi hai. Today boss ne kuch assignment diya hai, you have to prepare. Ek din break le le. A conditioned mind will give us 100 reasons why to not take those spiritual hammer. But jab bhi conditioned mind se bole, we have to just fold our hands and tell a conditioned mind. Many lifetimes I've heard you, ye lifetime aapka sunne wala nahi. Dandavat to you. We have to take that strong stand against our conditioned mind. And we have to keep on regularly reading Bhagavatam, reading Prabhupada books. Another quality these great chaste personalities demonstrated was that of service to their master. So we should learn that we should serve in the best capacity our supreme master. Our supreme master is Lord Shri Krishna. So through service, we can purify our anarthas and win the heart of Lord Krishna. Like for example, the constitution, the dharma of fire is to give heat and light. The dharma of water is liquidity. In the same way, the dharma of the spirit soul is to serve the Lord. That's the dharma. So, service is built in us. But presently, we are serving the wrong masters, serving a conditioned mind, serving a conditioned senses. And we have always got misery there. So, when we turn our service, not service towards the Vaishnavas, service towards the Supreme Person of Godhead, then through that, supreme salvation happens. Through that, we purify ourselves. There's Srila Prabhupada's one sannyasi disciple. He made a very nice statement regarding this concept. He said, a Vaishnava's purpose only in life is to serve Krishna. Death is better than no service. I repeat. A Vaishnava's purpose only in life is to serve Krishna. That is better than no service. What a hammer. Ekdam heavy duty statement. When I read this, I felt so happy. Just see, I'm like, you know, very deep statement. What? Death is better than no service. For a Vaishnava, service is his life and soul. Service to Vaishnava, service to Guru, service to Krishna. So we should make all effort to do this. See, kya hota hai? When age catches up, when you become old, When you start giving lecture, khansi aata hai, cough aata hai. You have to go for a program. You're tired. Your body doesn't allow you. You want to read more, but you know, your body is feeling weak. So sometimes we are limited in our service in this material world because of this body. So sometimes, sometimes devotees may pray, my dear Lord, let me go back to your kingdom, your eternal kingdom, Golok Vrindavan. A genuine devotee, you know why he wants to go back to the Lord's kingdom? Not that he wants to run away from the suffering of this world. He wants to go to Golok Vrindavan because there is no limitation to doing service to Lord Krishna. Udhar aapka bolte bolte khaanse, Prabhuji thoda ruk jana, dawai leta, thoda dawai leke, haan, bolo kya hua. Your body, you know, you can do unlimited service, unlimited duration of time. So a devotee wants to go back to the Golok Vrindavan, not to run away from the misery of this world, so that he can serve the Lord in any way in unlimited capacity. This is the thinking of a genuine devotee. And when we do service for the Lord, the Lord will always 100% reward us. I'm like, definitely a devotee does not do service so that he wants to be rewarded. He does service because it's pleasing to the Lord. A devotee's uska dictionary, if you take out a devotee's dictionary, you open page 1, it will be written service to the Lord. You open page 2, it will be written service to the Lord. You open page 3 of the dictionary, service to the Lord. You open the last page of the dictionary, service to the Lord. So a devotee ka dictionary mein pura ekat service to the Lord. So his only purpose is to serve the Lord and please the Lord. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a very wonderful story. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going with his disciples, he was going a place. And he was walking way faster and he was way ahead than the other devotees. So other devotees were walking behind and Chaitanya was alone walking. So as he was walking, there was one boy sitting with a pot of buttermilk, chaj. So that boy, he was selling chaj, buttermilk. So he stopped Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, chaj pina, please take the chaj. And obviously, he was expecting money. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the chaj and drank the buttermilk. So after drinking, that boy saying, paisa, money. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, see, I'm a sannyasi. Mere paas kuch paisa nahi hai. I don't have money. Do one thing. My devotees are following me. They'll be coming on this way. Tell them that aapka jo sannyasi hai, usne, he has taken buttermilk and he has told you to pay. The boy said, okay, no problem. You go. I'll ask your money from your disciples. So after that, the other senior devotees group came. So this boy said, Ruko, wait. So the devotee stopped. So this boy told, you're that sannyasi leader. He went ahead. He took charge of mine. And he said, money will be paid by you all. So those devotees also were looking at each other. Those devotees also not carrying any money with them. So they were looking at their face, each other's face. This boy understood. Then that all those devotees said, why? We are not carrying any money. So this boy said, okay, no problem. Don't pay money. When you meet that sannyasi, tell him that was a small service from my side. Devotees were happy. Relief mila. So as this boy said this, and this boy didn't have any material motives in his mind. As he went, told us, and he went back to his pot, and he started lifting his pot, that pot became more heavier. It was filled with gold and jewelry. But more important, Chaitanya, he does miracles, anything he can do. He did this miracle of filling that boy's pot with jewelry and gold. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did a bigger miracle. What was that? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave pure love of Godhead to that boy. Pure love of Godhead. So definitely, when we serve the Lord through service, that the Lord becomes pleased, He will remove all the anathas in our heart and He will replace it with pure love for Him. Okay. And service, when you're talking of service, service also means being responsible. When you're doing service, we have to be responsible. Once what had happened is, Srila Prabhupada, he had gone with some of his disciples to a particular place. So when he went there, when he was starting to give the lecture, he asked one of the devotees, disciple who was serving him, okay, did you get the tape recorder with you, for recording? So that devotee said, Prabhupada, I forgot to bring the tape recorder. And this devotee added one more line that maybe it was Krishna's plan that I forget to bring the tape recorder. God, he had that strength to tell Prabhupada this. You know? So when Prabhupada heard it, Prabhupada told this devotee, don't blame Krishna for your stupidity. Now what Prabhupada said? Don't blame Krishna for your stupidity. So the thing is, when we take service, we have to be responsible. When we take up any service, we have to treat that service as my life and soul. We should be willing to give our very life for that service. When we should do that service for that, with this attitude. Okay, another quality these great personalities, this great chaste personalities demonstrated was that of determination in the cause. You take the example, Devahuti, Draupadi, Mother Sita, Kunti Maharani, they were determined in the cause, whatever cause they took up. The same way we can learn this lesson from them and implement in our spiritual life. They have to be determined in a cause to serve the Vaishnavas, determined in a cause to follow the instructions of a Gurudev, of what's mentioned in the scriptures. They have to be determined. What is the difference between an animal and a human being? An animal, you know, wherever it seeks food, it runs. Wherever it seeks to have sex, it runs. Wherever it wants to sleep, it sleeps. The difference between a human being and animals is that God has given us this quality of determination. We have to use this determination for a higher cause. We have to use this quality of determination on the path of bhakti. Determination can be caused. We can get determination if we do three things. They are known as the three S. What are three S? The first is sense control. Second is Sangha. Third is Shastra. First is sense control. Second is Sangha. We have to take association of sincere devotees of the Lord. And the third is Shastra. We have to regularly read our scriptures. When you're talking of determination, we have, without determination, especially the spiritual of this path of bhakti is going to have a lot of challenges, a lot of adventure, challenges. If you're not determined, we will lose track of our goal. We'll lose track of, you know, we will deviate or we will dilute our going ahead in a spiritual path. There's a Mataji in Pune who I know of. She's a housewife and she's in a joint family. And there are many, you know, their brother-in-law, sister-in-law, it's a big family. And in order to finish her work every day, she has a lot of work. And if she wants to finish her 16 rounds in the morning, she has to get up and start her chanting at 2 o'clock. So 2 to 4 she does the chanting. If she misses that time, till night she does not get time to chant. So she has that slot only. Which slot? From 2 to 4 in the morning. Ratmine. 2 to 4 in the morning. So imagine, and she is doing this for more than the last 7 years. This is called determination. We have to learn from such Vaishnavas. Human life is for one purpose only, to love and serve the Lord. And no other deviation, no other distraction. And especially in Kali Yuga, there's one word, a Kali Yuga word. You know what is that word? Trying. I will try. You know, sometimes when you speak to devotees, you know, Samne Wala bolta, yes Prabhuji, from tomorrow I will try to chant in the morning. Yes Prabhuji, from tomorrow I will try to read Prabhupada books every day. Yes Prabhuji, from tomorrow I will try to take devotees association regularly. When Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita to Arjun on the battlefield, after hearing the Gita, did Arjun say, yes Krishna, now I will try to fight for you? Arjun said, now I will do it. I will fight for you. There was no word of trying. So this trying is a little Kali Yuga word. I will do it. I will chant in the morning regularly. I will read Prabhupada books every day. I will regularly associate with devotees. I will read Prabhupada books every day. We have to do all these things. If you want that determination in spiritual life, especially reading Prabhupada books every day. If you're not reading Prabhupada books every day, we'll not get that spiritual strength. to continue in a spiritual life. When you're talking of Prabhupada books, once what happened, once one devotee in USA, a new devotee had just joined, he had gone for book distribution and he was distributing books. So one stranger, so this new devotee gave this one book of Prabhupada to this new stranger and told him, sir, this is a very nice book. It will change your life. It will bring you happiness. So the stranger was looking at the book. So on the book it was written, this book is written by A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada. So this stranger, he asks this devotee, "Ki, what does A.C. Swami Prabhupada mean?" So this, he was a new devotee. He did not know what does A.C. Bhaktivinoda A.C. stand for. He did not know. So on the spot he said, "A.C. means always cool Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada," you know. So he was on the spot. So anyway, so the point is we have to read Prabhupada books on a regular basis. Not alternate days, but every day. We have to do a sadhana nicely. We have to associate with devotees regularly if we want that determination in our spiritual life. So time is up. We will end the Bhagavatam class here. If anyone has a question, maybe we can take one question. Yes, Prabhu.
Gandhari, when she was so devoted to Dhritarashtra and he was practicing Ashtanga Yoga, probably he did not attain pure devotional service. Is it as such?
I'm not able to whether he attained pure devotional service. Maybe some devotee here can answer that. Probably I'm not very clear. Brajendra, any idea? Prabhuji, give me some time. After this, I'll take your phone number. I'll do research and get back to you. It's a very nice question. Any other devotee would know this answer? Okay. No problem, Prabhuji. After this, give me a phone number. I'll do the research and get back to you. Thank you. Okay, so time is up. So, we'll end the class. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.